RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
All right, let's get into What's Poppin' here in the Loop on this Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. B. Scott in for the OG John Lopez. If you're watching on the YouTube, you can see that I mean that in a less than literal sense in this moment, but he'll be back in just a moment. But while we get into what's popping, it is worth, it isn't worth doing this, but I'm going to serve myself in this moment while B. Scott makes his way back to the table here. Shout out to my Nigeria Super Eagles, who are currently leading 3-1 in their third group stage match in AFCON. Again, if you have BN Sports, which very small selection of people, FUBO, I would encourage you, if you care at all about soccer, just throw on BN Sports in the morning if you just got a free TV, because it is wild soccer. It is like the most exaggerated of soccer that you can watch. And if you don't like that, then I know you don't like soccer. What I know that myself, B. Scott, Colin, all very much enjoy is Rockets basketball. They got a big time victory. Well, let me not lie. I don't know how I would call it a very big, but it was a win. And I think that if you wanted to call it big, it is only, or maybe not only, but it is largely through the lens of you got three straight wins to end the calendar year for the Rockets, which helps you knock off what was this weird streak of losing a game or two and then winning one and losing a game or two and winning one.
Also losing them to bad teams.
That is fair.
Like that was the biggest, because this is going to be a blip on the Rockets' radar overall.
If they keep doing things correctly,
right?
You can't say that definitively, can you?
Well, even if they suck, you know, at the very least, they didn't lose to the Pacers to end the calendar year. So nobody's going to really remember the essence of this game. But like in the moment, for me, the significance of it is okay. We spent the month of watching you lose to folks like the Jazz, the Pelicans, the Kings, the Clippers. Stop all that. Stop doing that. Just flat out. Just keep it simple. Don't do that. Don't lose to those teams. And so they had started to develop a troubling pattern of not getting up for the good teams, even to the point to where I think after the Kings game it was, where Ime Udoka got to the podium and said, hey, I need to do a better job of getting these guys up to go against lesser opponents. And that's a horrible sentence. A horrible sentence for a team with championship aspirations.
Yeah.
What you mean lesser opponents, or you got to do a better job of getting them, having them get up? It's largely a young team outside of Kevin Durant and Jeff Green. Everybody else, and I guess Steven Adams is getting up there too now, but everybody else is relatively young. What you mean you can't get up for the Pelicans?
Well,
get up to at the very least not to get embarrassed by the Pelicans,
certainly.
By DeMar DeRozan's Sacramento Kings. What are we doing? Dennis Schroeder hitting game winners against you? Like, are we for real or are we not? That's all I'm asking. That's what I'm trying to figure out. So you got to start with the basics here of beating teams like this. Can't have letdowns like that against teams like this. And so that was the significance of last night to me. Handling business the way you should.
Sure. To Ime, the point that you were making about Ime about getting guys up for the game, I do think, though, that for a coach, knowing the way that this roster is constructed, I can easily see how it could become a secondary thought or fall into the background when you're supposed to have the likes of Tari Eason, Dorian Finney-Smith, Because I think those are your engine guys. Those are your guys that keep establish the tone and keep the tone. As we've seen in the last few games from Tari Eason as he's returned. As you've seen in the last couple of games from Dorian Finney-Smith to a lesser extent because he's trying to find his proverbial sea legs here in this season and here with the Rockets. I think that those guys are, and it's nice to have two of them because then you can always have one on the court in theory. But I think that those guys are going to be the guys that make it so that Ime does not have to go to the guys and make sure that they are up and ready. Those guys are going to take on that task.
Yeah, I love your point about Tari Eason and Dorian Finney-Smith because not only do you have two of them, which means you can always have one of them on the court, but it means more likely than not you have one of them on the court with Amen Thompson, right? And so now you've got two, at the very least, two plus to high level to elite defenders on the floor. I was talking about this yesterday when we had the Tari Eason in the starting lineup discussion versus, you know, Josh Okogie in there, who's filled in admirably for his role. But you put in Tari Eason and join him with Amen Thompson, and those guys can take turns on the best and second best perimeter players on the other team. And then Dorian Finney-Smith in that mix as well, all three of them. I mean, it is hell on earth trying to do something against this defense, against this Rockets defense.
It is. It is indeed. And so the Rockets got a 126-119 game. Shout out to Amen Thompson also.
Yes.
Having some offensive impact here.
He's been excellent lately.
They'll be back in action on the 1st, which is Thursday, facing off against the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. Some, I guess, breaking news, for lack of a better term, it happened a few hours ago.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Go. Talk about hell on earth. This is a bad look. It's a very, very bad look. So keep that tone in mind when I get to it. Stephon Diggs has been a guy who people have talked bad about him as some level of, you know, cancer or, you know, bad teammate in locker rooms. And it's always felt like it's been overplayed, especially when you got a chance to see it up close and personal here. You especially being in those locker rooms, seeing him be a veteran. And it felt very much like he was doing that to the large degree, and he was getting love for it around the league there in New England with the Patriots and helping Drake May.
It was similar to the Joe Mixon thing we were talking about earlier. Like, those were the leaders on the offensive side in the locker room. Some combination of Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs, and I think to a lesser extent even Dalton Schultz, who is still here. But yes, I think it is worth noting that he was not just a player on this team. He was a leader for that team last year in the locker room.
And now, as of today, some really nasty nasty happenings that are going to make it so that all that goodwill that it feels like he has engendered goes away. And probably rightfully so, if the allegations are correct, as New England Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs is facing felony charges of strangulation or suffocation and assault pertaining to an incident that occurred allegedly on December 2nd. So the 32-year-old had his motion hearing this morning in Dedham, Massachusetts. So this is what's happening with it, right? Shout out to Boston 25, who was first to report this, but this is bad. This is very bad.
Yeah. And I haven't seen who it is necessarily that he is accused of strangulation against or battery or assault against, and I don't even want to venture to guess. Of course, we all know that he just had a baby. He actually has just had multiple babies with multiple women, and I'm not even judging him for that. I'm just pointing that out. But just to say that there are multiple potential romantic partners in his life, most notably Cardi B. Of course, I think everybody knows that at this point. I'm not going to even venture to guess who this is or what it's about exactly. But it also, I think the reason for that is that it doesn't matter.
Correct.
It does not matter if he strangled, allegedly, a famous person, a non-famous person, a man, or a woman. This is just an awful, awful space to be in for one of the top seeds in the AFC. And what has been one of the feel-good stories of the NFL, the New England Patriots resurgence under a new regime with Mike Vrabel, Drake May, and then bringing in Stephon Diggs to kind of help with the leadership vacuum there. This is definitely a stain on that, not just from a football standpoint, but more importantly, the human implications of it all.
We now turn to our information desk, Colin Neal, sitting at it today. Colin, what you got for me?
So according to Boston 25 News on their website, Diggs attorney Michael DeStefano made a remote appearance in Dedham District Court on Tuesday seeking to have the police report impounded, whatever that means, arguing that the details should remain sealed. Diggs offered a financial offer.
Oh, he basically tried to pay to keep this out of the situation.
I never heard of this keeping a police report impounded.
Oh, well, yeah, we have the perfect person sitting in for this.
I think it's just a fancy word. You read the other word, it's sealed, impounded, get it out of the way so people can't actually.
So it doesn't become in the public domain.
Yeah,
right?
This is a public record. Whenever something happens with the police, it's public record. If they're trying to get it impounded, that the context clues will tell you that all they're trying to do is get it thrown out.
Which I understand that if you are successful in having this impounded, you do not have the details out, which can be very bad. But the desire to have it impounded in and of itself means that, again, to quote one Stephen A. Smith, this is bad. This is very bad. Like, that does not reflect very well. And I understand that our legal system operates on the premise of innocence until proven guilty. This looks very awful. And while as you made it very clear that the human element, the morality element of this is to be considered first and foremost, I think that we've done that enough. If you agree, I would like to move to the football element, where that's not very helpful for the first place New England Patriots now, is it?
No, because he's been good for them, right? I was trying not to lean too much into the football element, but that is it. Like, he has been good for them. This is obviously going to be a quote-unquote distraction because people are going to be asked about it.
And he'd been good about, like, mitigating the distraction element of questioning in the locker room.
Yeah, well, he is a pro. I can tell you this from firsthand knowledge. He is a pro at both answering questions, which I really mean is not answering questions in front of the media. He is artfully
not answering questions.
Yes, he fits perfectly with the Patriots in the sense of he is not going to give you much, certainly if he doesn't want to. When it comes, I mean, y'all remember the whole pink's powder substance in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he navigated that with the press like an absolute pro. And then on top of that, you know, he only talks about as much as they make him and is not afraid to get fined either. We've actually joked behind the scenes in the Texans press corps that if Stephon Diggs had remained healthy for the entire season, he would have absolutely gotten fined for not talking. Because he just wasn't into he was not into us, which I don't blame him. I get it.
The apple does not fall far from the coaching tree.
Yes.
Of sorts when it comes to the Texans in that regard. I did make mention of this, so I do want to throw this in here, although we are not going to have the time to talk about this in the way that we probably should. The West might be more open because the Denver Nuggets yesterday, Nikola Jokic had his knee buckle. Hyperextension in the Nuggets game yesterday versus the Miami Heat, and he left the game. Then you could see him hobbling in a fan video walking into the locker room. He suffered a knee hyperextension. It's going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks, so he's going to miss at least a month, and that's when the reevaluation happens. Now, it did not, when it first happened, I was like, ooh, is this going to be something in the knee that ends up requiring surgery or ends the season? Because that would be very bad for them. They can't, like, the Nuggets are a good team, but they ain't doing nothing without that man at the center of it. Him out for a month at least is not really good for them, and it could be good for the Rockets, who, as much as we view them to be good, they had slipped a little bit into or out of the teams that would inevitably host a first-round matchup or at least have a home court advantage in the first four spots.
Yeah, but I anticipate that that race, the race behind Oklahoma City for two through four to host is going to be thick and competitive all the way throughout. Now, to your point, we're talking about the best player in the world in Nikola Jokic.
By most people's estimations,
yeah,
yes.
And I think most people would be correct in that if that is their estimation. So this is significant. I'm obviously rooting for the Rockets, so it could be a good thing for the Rockets. But I do not like this because I enjoy watching this guy play. It's actually kind of maddening a little bit because you're like, man, how is he that good and doesn't really seem to be trying that hard? He doesn't have any kind of motor about him, but he's the greatest player in the world.
I think
it must be nice.
He's come around in the right time where the game has become less vertical and more horizontal.
Yeah.
So he does not have to be that type of guy. And then he's just immensely skilled.
And he's big as hell. That helps.
That
as well.
Sure does.
So
it sure does.
All right. All of that.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's what's popping. More things to talk about. And we'll give you any updates that we see as we keep going. But coming up next, let's do a little bit of a coaching evaluation on the Texans. How are you feeling about the head coach and the coordinators for this Texans team in this moment? 713-572-4610. We talk about it next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.